Everyone talks shit about my hypotheticals, but I finally knocked one out of the park with that one. If you could have glasses do whatever you wanted, what would you have them do?
That's not a hypothetical. That's like a setup.
It is, actually.
No, it's, you don't understand.
Hypothetically, what would those glasses do?
No, you said if you could have glasses.
No, yeah. It's not hypotheticals that you're bad at. You're bad at like catch 22s.
Yeah.
You're
how
like
about catch
if you could
4.5.
Yeah,
and
if you had to suck a
mouth.
Guy's dick, but he sucks your dick, or have sex with a woman. What would you
do? I think that's a fair point.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
What if we don't know what the woman looks like? Maybe this guy's really good at sucking dick. Yeah. Maybe his dick tastes really good.
Is the point
we
that
need
you
don't more
know
information?
Any of the extra variables?
Yeah,
it's just three boxes.
That's what I'm saying, Jamel. Everyone thinks these are simple solutions.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I introduce nuance into all of this.
That'd be cool—a Down syndrome pickup artist named Nuance.
Yes, it would be.
He's got like a Velcro top hat. He's like, he takes it off his head.
M'lady.
Makes a rip noise.
Oh my
John,
God.
If I'm buying you the top hat, yeah. I'm putting Velcro on it so you don't lose it again.
I'm not spending another $6,000 on an authentic English top hat for you to just lose it again.
But I'm trying. I lost it trying to get pussy. Yeah. I was trying to go get pussy and I lost
it. She just super glues Velcro strips onto his head.
On his fucking bald head.
Doctors have finally found a way to make people with Down syndrome develop Velcro skin.
Well, one of the biggest hurdles is that all of my clothes need to be fastened with Velcro. Now it just attaches to my body like a Wego man.